After the baptism of his baby sister in church, little Johnny cried all the way home in the back seat of the car. His father asked him 3 times what was wrong. Finally, the boy replied, "I heard the pastor say that he wanted us brought up in a Christian home, but I want to stay with you guys." Today is the feast day of the Holy Family, and the church wants all of our children to be raised in Christian homes. And so the church reminds us every year in this feast day of the Holy Family that the Holy Family is our role model, our example of what we should try to imitate. That's why when we built Holy Trinity Church, I wanted to make sure there was a statue of the Holy Family right out front. Whenever people drive by, whenever people turn in to the church, they see the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It shows our love for family life, our respect for the dignity of the family, and also, it's actually a reflection of the Blessed Trinity in heaven. Many of the saints and spiritual writers like Maximilian Kolbe and Frank Duff have said that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were the earthly Trinity that reflect the Blessed Trinity in heaven. In fact, every family is called to be a reflection of the Blessed Trinity in heaven. The union, the love between the persons of the Trinity should be reflected in our own families with unity, peace, harmony, and love. So the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph perfectly reflect the Blessed Trinity. You have Saint Joseph, the most perfect human image of God the Father. Of course, Christ is the greatest image of the Father. He said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." But Christ is God. He's the Son of God. The most perfect human image, the most perfect human person that reflects God the Father was Saint Joseph. The virtues of Saint Joseph, his justice, his righteousness, his holiness. He has a beautiful image of God the Father. And then Our Lady was the most perfect image or mirror of the Holy Spirit. Because Our Lady was the tabernacle, the dwelling place, the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit. And so when you see Our Lady, you can see the Holy Spirit dwelling within her. And then, of course, Christ is the Son of God, the incarnation of the second person of the Blessed Trinity. So every time you see that statue of the Holy Family, ask them to pray for your family, that you also become holy families. And when you come into the church, notice we have the Holy Family right here in the sanctuary, of course, during Christmas with the nativity scene, but throughout the year, Jesus in the tabernacle, and to Jesus' right, His Blessed Mother. The place of honor is always at the right hand of Christ. So here we have Our Lady on this side, Saint Joseph on this side. So every time you come into the church, you see the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph here, and that's what we should imitate as families. The family really has been in crisis in the last 100 years. Look at the statistics. In 1860, one out of 36 families wound up as a broken family. In 1974, it was one out of 10 families. Right now, it's one out of 2 families. One out of 2 families will end up as a broken family. What can we do to safeguard our families from being broken? What can we do? Well, if you saw the movie Fireproof, which was a wonderful Christian movie, I hope every couple saw that, every marriage couple saw that movie Fireproof. In that movie, a firefighter has to fireproof his marriage against the evils of our society, against the things that were trying to destroy his marriage. And so we have to do the same thing. We have to fireproof our families against the evils of modern society, the hedonism, the secularism, the materialism in which we live. Because we do not live, and I'm sure you know this, in a Christian society anymore. We live in a neo-pagan culture. Just look at what's on TV or the movies. We're no longer living in a Christian society. We're living in a neo-pagan society, and yet we have to have Christian families living in a secularized culture, in a secularized society. And notice that all the enemies of the church in history have always tried to destroy the family and separate the family from parents, from children. Look at what the French revolutionaries did, the communists, the Marxists, the Nazis. They always attacked the family because they knew if they could destroy the family, they could destroy the church and destroy society. The popes have said, every pope in the last 100 years has reminded us that the most important unit in society is the family. If you want a strong church, have strong families. If you want a strong society, have strong families. So what can we do to imitate the Holy Family? Well, first of all, realize that the Holy Family had their crosses, their struggles, their difficulties. They were financially very poor. They could not even afford a lamb. At the presentation, as we read in today's gospel, they had to use pigeons or doves, which was the offering of the poor. They had to struggle. They were refugees. They had to flee from their own country. They had to flee into exile, into Egypt. Joseph lost his job in Nazareth, and he had to find new work in Egypt. They had somebody trying to kill their son. King Herod was trying to destroy their son. They would even lose Christ for 3 days when he was 12 years old in a huge city of Jerusalem. So they experienced what it was like to lose a child for those 3 days. And then Jesus lost his foster father, Saint Joseph, when Jesus was only a teenager. So he knows what it's like to lose a parent, to lose a loved one. So we can relate to the Holy Family. They had struggles, financial struggles and other things. And we can ask them to intercede and to pray for us. All of our dads are called to imitate Saint Joseph, the wise and loving head of the Holy Family. And just as Joseph was the head of the Holy Family, so every husband and father is called to be the spiritual leader of the home. So you as dads, are you living up to that awesome responsibility? Do you take the family to Mass every Sunday? Do you lead grace before meals and after meals? Do you give your children blessings every night when you put them to bed? Do you take the family to confession every month? See, these are things that you, as the spiritual leader of your family, are asked to do. And our moms are called to be the spiritual heart of the family. You're to be a prayer warrior. You're to be the heart of your family. All of our moms, just like our Blessed Mother, the heart of the Holy Family, to pray every day for your husband, to pray every day for your children and your grandchildren. And then kids, you're called to be like Jesus, to obey your parents, as the Bible says. See, Jesus was perfect. He perfectly obeyed Joseph and Mary. And realize that that is the only commandment in Scripture that carries with it a blessing. That those who honor their parents, it says it will go well for them, and they will have a long life, and a long and blessed life. What an important thing that is for children to honor their parents and to be obedient and respectful to them at all times. So lastly, what I would suggest is remember the four words that begin with the letter P. First of all, pray. Pray together as a family. Father Patrick Peyton, the great rosary priest, said the family that prays together stays together. Number two, go to the sacrament of penance. Go to confession. Go to penance regularly. It can save marriages. It can save families. Bring much greater peace and harmony into your home. So prayer, penance. Third is protect. Protect your family from the evil influences that will try to poison your family. The internet, television, movies, music, certain video games. See, these things will try to creep in and poison your family. So just as you as parents would not allow your children to eat bad food that could give them food poisoning, what about mind poisoning or soul poisoning? you allow things into your home that will destroy their faith and destroy their innocence. So protect your family and protect your child's innocence. And the fourth P, besides prayer, penance, protect, is peace. Bring peace into the home. It is the great season of Christmas, a time for peace. Let us pray that during this year it will be a time of peace for all of our families, for our country, and throughout the world, that God's peace may reign in our hearts, and that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, will bring His peace into each of our families. God bless you.